Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of our favorite folks. He is one of the top futurists of our time. One of the top. I've met a lot of futurists, and he's number one on my list. He's the author of a book that turned my life around, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. He's the author of a number of other books and an outstanding filmmaker and a blogger. And if you want to get smarter, you hang out with Joel. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. And just as a little aside, I just got an email today from Pakistan from somebody who wants to know about the power of paradigm.
Well, keep going. Hey, Joel, you know people are listening to you on my show in Pakistan, right?
I didn't know that.
Really? Oh, yeah, no, my simulcast is almost 19 years old.
Wow.
I've been broadcasting around the world. Next week, by the way, Joel, next week is my 19th anniversary of my broadcast.
Wow.
And in January will be the 19th anniversary of my simulcast.
Congratulations.
I hear from people
that's
in Pakistan.
Long haul.
So you can send me the commission for that book, by the way. All right, so let's talk about, you know, I've been having trouble growing my tomatoes, and I now realize I've been using the wrong kind of water.
Yeah, isn't this something? This is what's important about this story is it's practical technology pulled from what used to be theoretical technology, and now we're looking at the end results. It's very pragmatic and also very important with it as we look at the next 50 years of the planet. The Australians are doing this, by the way, and the Australians are doing some wonderful research. I really am impressed with the amount of innovation that's going on down there. Anyway, they built a greenhouse that has a solar desalination process as part of the greenhouse. And so they take salt water, they desalinate it, they create enough fresh water to irrigate 180,000 tomato plants. Because it's inside the greenhouse and because of the nature of salt water, they do not need any pesticides.
Hmm.
It sterilizes the environment without using any chemicals at all, which is really
so it's by definition organic.
Yeah, and also when the water goes back to the ocean, it doesn't carry any herbicides or pesticides.
Right.
So I mean, it's really a heck of a deal.
But usually salt water is not good for the plants, though, right?
Well, remember, they desalinate it.
That's an expensive process, isn't it?
Not when you have the solar. See, the solar is, in a sense, free fuel. So what they said is, if you were looking at the short-term cost, because you got to build the solar tower to make
right.
it work,
right.
it's a little expensive, but in the long term, it's no fossil fuels and it's no pesticides. And
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of things go away, so that in the long run, and that's the way, you know, that's what a futurist likes to see. That's the phrase we like to see.
Right.
In the long run, it's substantially, economically, a better deal.
Well, these kinds of tests and experiments are where our future best practices come from.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, it's jobs. Building these
yeah.
greenhouses, maintaining these greenhouses. That's where the jobs start to show up
mm-hmm.
In a future that is sustainable, and the sustainability.
And that's the thing, folks. That's one of the things that you have to think about. And when I approach future issues, and Joel and I, we agree on most and disagree on some. We all still have to come back to that word, whether we like the application that we're talking about or not, whether we agree or not. We do have to agree on the fact that we do have to focus on sustainability on planet Earth.
Yeah, and it's the new goal.
If for no other reason than conservation of water.
Yeah,
water is the next. People aren't going to fight over land in the future. They're going to fight over water.
if we're not careful, they will.
It's already happening in some ways. I mean, courts are, our states are fighting over water in courts in the United States.
Right. And what I was going to say is that the good thing is we have plenty of places to save water because we've been so profligate with it. So it's not like, oh my goodness, we're running out of it. But it is, as you say, a question of who has access, who has the rights to it. And you and I have talked before about the West and the whole water rights issue on the West, which is enormous.
Right.
In terms of getting this settled. But you see this, taking salt water, if California starts doing that and using this process, all of a sudden a whole bunch of that
changes a lot. Changes their breadbasket irrigation paradigm, doesn't it?
You've got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, hold on to that thought. JoeBarker.com, folks, check it out. You'll thank me later. And we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about something completely different. Uber. You like Uber? I like Uber.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.